Welcome to today's Strategic Housing Podcast, where our goals are to connect people, share innovative ideas, and collaborate with partners on affordable housing opportunities and replicable models that strengthen our communities in Kentucky and across the nation. My name is Edwin King, and I'm the Executive Director of Kentucky Housing Corporation. Today's podcast features special guest and chairman of Kentucky Housing Corporation's Board of Directors, William Summers V. Chairman Summers is a 22-year veteran of the banking and financial industry whose career began as a teller and has evolved not only in finance and corporate relationships, but in community involvement and executive leadership. Chairman Summers joined Republic Bank in 2015, where he currently serves in the role of Senior Vice President and Chief Community Development Officer. With a personal mission to work with organizations that are committed to making our community better for all, he participates on other boards in the community, including serving as Chairman of the Louisville Arena Authority. Chairman Summers earned his MBA from Bellarmine University and serves on their Business Advisory Board as well. Chairman Summers, thank you for taking the time with us today just to sit down and talk with us, and welcome to our podcast.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Glad to be here.
So, Chairman Summers, you have served as chair on Kentucky Housing Corporation's Board of Directors since August of 2008, which was a very, very difficult time to become chairman. I mean, you're talking a month later is when Lehman Brothers failed and the housing and financial markets crashed. What makes our mission of providing quality, affordable housing solutions so meaningful to you?
First of all, I can't believe that it's been since 2008. You know, time flies when you're having fun. the mission of providing quality, affordable housing is just, in my opinion, at the core of personal development. You know, children need to know that they have a home so they can perform, you know, at school, so they can accomplish the many goals that are set. So, I mean, that's just the foundation, in my opinion, of progress and achievement in our society.
Yeah, well, as I said, you've been chairman for a while now. In part of KHC's history, that was very, very difficult. Can you maybe talk about what it was like being at the helm of the corporation at that time and what your goal was, your ultimate goal was, and how you got us out of that situation?
Well, first of all, it was scary, but, you know, KHC has always been fortunate to have great people. You know, as a board member, as chair of the board, you know, we are a policy-driven board. So the execution of the day-to-day operation falls upon the many associates at KHC. It was going through the housing crisis and seeing markets do what they did. I mean, it was difficult because as an individual, there's really nothing that you can do single-handedly. You just got to kind of weather the storm and trial and error. You got to see how we have to change and do things differently. But again, it was because of the great staff that we have had at KHC and continue to have that we were able to kind of redefine ourselves and come out, in my opinion, stronger than we were when the housing crisis started.
Well, what has been the most significant change you've seen in the market, and how has that impacted KHC?
You know, I just think that from a credit standpoint, things have tightened, and, you know, it was harder to get a mortgage loan. But I think KHC has been very innovative in trying to look at things and do things differently than we've done in the past. You know, at the end of the day, it is all about our leadership, and it's all about the people at KHC. You know, I think that it's about the staff, and it's about the staff's execution of the vision that, you know, Edwin, you've set, and that the leaders in the past have set as well.
Well, let's talk about how we approach change to provide quality housing in a changing market and where the needs are different in maybe urban and rural areas. Can you speak on that a little bit?
I think that in Kentucky, it is, you know, being a rural state, it's very difficult. But I think that we do a great job in recognizing that there are needs both in the urban areas and in the rural areas. Now, you know, many would argue that, you know, there would be more need in the urban areas because that's where the economic opportunity is, and you may get your more bang for the buck in those areas. But at the end of the day, you know, Kentucky's a rural state, and we have a lot of rural communities that still need to make sure that we have affordable housing, and KZ has been committed and they've executed and made sure that we just don't succumb to the economic vibrancy of the urban areas. We do concentrate and make some investments in our rural areas, because like I said, we have a lot to be proud of in the rural areas, and we need to make sure that we continue to invest and make sure that affordable housing opportunities are available to those that want to be there.
Well, great. So let me ask you, serving as board chairman, what are you most proud of at Kentucky Housing Corporation?
It's so much to be proud of. But I think that, you know, if I had to say, you know, I'm very proud, you know, Recover Kentucky. I mean, there's definitely a drug related problems throughout the state. And Recovery Kentucky has been a bright spot in trying to help people put their lives together. So, I mean, I would say amongst many other things that I'm very proud of.
Well, great. Well, I think it's always important to be self-reflective and look for ways that you can always improve. So let me ask you this. If you could change one thing about Kentucky Housing Corporation, what would it be?
I don't know if I would change anything. I mean, one thing that as you get older, you appreciate going through tough times, because ultimately, if you address them and deal with them appropriately, I think it makes you better. The tough times that the housing industry, the affordable housing industry went through, oh my gosh, I wish as you go through them, you're like, man, I don't want to be here. Get me out of this situation. But you work through them, you grow, and you come out stronger. So I don't think anybody wakes up and says they want to go through tough times. You want to struggle. You want to have a crisis. But at the end of the day, when you work through those, like I said, the company, the corporation has come out stronger, and it makes you stronger as an individual. And it's made, in my opinion, it's made us better at what we do, and we serve the citizens of Kentucky better because of everything that we had to work through. You know, I don't know if I would change anything. I think it was fate, and I think we're right where we're supposed to be doing the things that we're supposed to be doing. Now I just want to kind of ask you a few questions and hear about some of the things from your perspective that are going on in the affordable housing industry.
Yeah, absolutely.
First question I really want to ask you is, what's coming next for the Kentucky Housing Corporation as far as solutions for housing? I mean, the industry is changing, so we have to continue to be innovative. What do you see are some of our next steps?
Yeah, absolutely. So over the last fiscal year, we've really had a focus on holistic housing solutions, and that will continue in the next fiscal year 2020. And we're going through corporate planning right now to develop corporate strategies for the next fiscal year. Holistic housing solutions will certainly be a focus going forward. You know, last year we incentivized innovation within our QAP or Qualified Allocation Plan, and have some really innovative projects that will come from the LIHTC funding round, which those should be awarded here really soon. And these are housing solutions that have wraparound services to support the tenants and to make them more successful in life. We've also focused over the last year and will continue to focus on seniors and youth. Speaking of youth, HUD has a different definition of homelessness than, let's say, the McKinney-Vento definition that schools work with on a daily basis. So we're going to be launching a pilot program with some school systems to better serve those students and their families in preventing homelessness before it happens.
That's really great. I mean, that's a lot of good stuff. Let me ask you another question. Throughout my tenure here, there's been a lot of successes. Why is Kentucky Housing Corporation important to you? Why does it matter? I mean, what, in your opinion, what is the higher purpose for the Kentucky Housing Corporation?
Yeah, it's all missional. I mean, when we talk about the clients that we serve, it's providing quality, affordable housing solutions for the families all across Kentucky. And that's that can look like many different things to many different people. For instance, the rental program that we administer on a daily basis, we provide that stability for those families and individuals to succeed in life, whether it's education or workforce development or what have you. They are more stable because they have the housing housing piece that we provide through those rental programs. When you look at the home ownership area of the corporation, we are able to contribute to the economy by allowing first-time home buyers to be able to buy that first home. When they go to their local community bank and they're looking for a home loan and they need down payment assistance, we can provide that through that local lender to allow that person to get into that home, which creates stability, obviously, for that family and gives them a sense of ownership in not only their home, but their communities. I might also add, again, how the holistic approach to housing is very, very critical. You know, we can't just afford to provide a roof over somebody's head. We really have to look at that individual and say, how can we provide that roof, but also surround that individual with the support systems that are needed in order to be successful in life? And that includes tearing down government silos, which I think we've done over the last couple of years well. And so that's a very, very critical need in our state, and it's a good use of our dollars.
You know, as I've said, you have assembled a great team. You got great staff. But along with it, there's always things that we could do better as an entity and as individuals. What and where are some of the opportunities for improvement as we service our clients? And what are some of the focus areas where we could be making even more of an impact than we're making today?
Yeah, so I think where we as a corporation from an operational standpoint need to be very, very reflective is how we deliver the services and programs that we deliver in the most efficient manner possible, because we have multiple operational challenges that, for one, being the pension issue. As you well know, the pension cost for the corporation is astronomical at this point. We don't receive any general fund appropriation at the state level. So when that pension deficit increases, then we have to come up with that money somehow. So we have to be either more efficient or generate more revenue in order to pay that. So in order to do that, we really as a staff have to focus on being as efficient as possible in delivering the services and programs that we provide. And that's a daily challenge. We have to evaluate daily how we do things and maybe rethink how we do things that can be more cost effective or just deliver a better program and service, because certainly we want to maintain our level of service to the clients that we serve. From a missional standpoint, I will say that, you know, we have an aging population. So, for instance, I read that the United States Census Bureau, when they conducted the census, the population of people 65 years or older was just under 40 million in 2010. And that's projected to grow to almost 75 million by 2030. And the 2010 census also showed Kentucky's population of those 65 years or older at 578,000. And the State Data Center at the University of Louisville projects that number to be over 950,000 by 2030, which is a 64% increase. So according to a recent Harvard study too, a third of those older adults were cost burdened. And really, you know, between, let's say, 2001 to 2013, 2014, the share of homeowners age 65 and over with mortgages increased by 12% up to 36%, while median debt rose 26%, which is $73,000. So you're seeing a very cost burden growing senior population, and that's only going to continue to grow. So from a missional standpoint, that's really why we wanted to focus on the senior population, because if we don't start addressing that problem now, in 5 to 10 years, we're going to really face a tremendous challenge.
Another crisis.
Yes, absolutely. Not to mention the opioid crisis. I mean, the opioid crisis is impacting homelessness like never before. Kids are going into the foster care system because their parents are in jail or passed away because of opioid addiction, or they're couch surfing with family members, which, of course, that presents in and of itself an even greater challenge to be successful in school. So we really have to focus on the youth population in Kentucky to make sure we're doing what needs to be done to put their lives on a better trajectory for the future of Kentucky and for those individuals.
Well, let me tell you, like I said, you've been here since July 2017, and you've made a lot of decisions. Just from your perspective, what is one of the most important decisions that you've made leading the corporation?
Yeah, well, I think it's probably multiple decisions. With most of our programs, we're dealing with limited resources. And in whatever program we talk about, we're certainly dealing with limited resources. And because they're limited, we really have to prioritize how those resources are utilized to make the most impact. So prioritizing those needs is very, very important. And certainly those are some of the most important decisions that I make and our executive team makes to serve the most Kentuckians the best way possible. And I would also add too, going back to the budget-driven decisions are very important. You know, the financial health of the corporation is very important. We have to make money in order to carry out our mission. So if we're not healthy, we can't carry out our mission. Especially within the last couple of years, we've really had to make tremendous budget decisions to make sure that we're operating the most efficiently.
What do you see as the biggest challenges for KHC over the next 5 to 10 years?
Yeah, I think definitely from the operational standpoint, of course, the pension issue is probably the biggest. As I said, you know, we don't receive any general fund appropriation, as you well know. And so we have to earn those dollars in order to carry out our mission. Not only that, we also have the project-based contract administration issue that's been pending for the last 7 years. It's a very important mission to our Commonwealth, but it's also an important financial piece to our corporation because the funds from that contract help fund other housing programs within the corporation. So I think those two issues from an operational standpoint and really missional standpoint are critical. As I mentioned before, the aging population is certainly an issue, which is why we're trying to address that and prioritize that in this fiscal year and the next, but also the youth population. I mean, the opioid crisis is tremendously impacting the youth population. If we're not looking at housing solutions as being a part of the overall solution, then we're not doing our job correctly.
How do we make sure that affordable housing stays important as we move forward? I mean, you know, a lot of people don't have to worry about having a nice, safe place to live. But in many cases, our young and some of our older population, these things are things that really worry and concern them and create hardships and for them. So how do we make sure that just stays important and stays relevant and stays a focus for years to come?
Yeah. Well, certainly the next generation, the younger generation, need to have a passion and for advocating for affordable housing solutions. And as you mentioned, you know, many of us are privileged to have a safe and comfortable home to return to every day. Some of us don't know what it's like to be hungry or what it's like to constantly worry about having safe shelter and a place to sleep in comfort. So it's a very important issue that the next generation certainly needs to prioritize, because this is not going to be a one generational fix. This won't be fixed in our generation. It'll be fixed hopefully within the next generation. But recruiting the younger generation of professionals to address this issue is critical. And it's one that we've taken very seriously. We just launched an internship program to bring in college students to just show them what we do on a daily basis in affordable housing. I think when you look at the younger generation, survey after survey has said that money does not motivate them, but meaning in their work does. And I think that's a big opportunity for us here at the Kentucky Housing Corporation, but also those that work in affordable housing, to leverage. That's excitement and meaning and purpose that we can leverage to allow that next generation to take the reins of these issues.
You know, I guess throughout your career, you've been given advice, you've had mentors. What would you say would be the best piece of advice that you've ever been given?
Yeah, well, I think it would probably come from my parents. You know, they always told my brother and I to maintain a servant's heart and to show empathy and sympathy in everything. And so, you know, that's doing your best to understand the perspective of others and where they're coming from. And so by understanding the hardships that people are facing, or, you know, the concerns that they may have, you'll serve them more effectively. And I really think that that's not only helped me in this job, but also others, to really understand where someone's coming from in their perspective.
Well, Evan, thank you so much for answering those those questions. And thank you for everything that you have done and continue to do.
Well, thank you again for your time with us here today and for sharing about your history and leadership at Kentucky Housing Corporation. Certainly, the corporation has benefited greatly from your leadership, and especially in those early years as your chairmanship began, because of the tremendous financial crisis. And I certainly personally appreciate your leadership now as we move in to the future.
Thank you so much, Evan. I appreciate that. And like I said, you've done a great job. Like I said, as a board chair, the board member, we just want to get the right people doing the right things. And you leading the organization, you have gotten the right people doing the right things, and you're executing on your vision and on your plan. And it is just very exciting to be a part of the Kentucky Housing Corporation.
To our audience, thank you for connecting with us today and listening to this podcast. You're welcome to join the conversation by leaving comments, and please share today's podcast in your social media streams to help us broaden our conversation. Follow us on social media until next time. Thank you.